So the leader of the inner circle, Mrs. Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for your consistency. And I am in consistent prayer that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, insight, and fire to walk in the fullness of who you are. We're in a moment where we realize that the food that grows on the land that was taken from our indigenous families, that is being bastardized, poisoned, monocropped, primarily for the feeding of cattle and pigs and chickens and all of that, we have to realize that we can no longer continue to support that which does not support life. And to think that we are entitled to be outside of the laws that govern our existence is to be entitled to death. And because the program is to make sure that we feel entitled to be out of alignment, that we've accepted that the nature of humanity is sinfulness, and that we anticipate and expect that to be human is to be fallible, to be wicked, to be sinful, if you have the nature of being out of alignment with the laws that govern us, then we don't strive for that which allows us to be realigned in the integrity of the idea of who and what we really are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. The religions I refer to as the forces of Satan, the ones who have misled and misguided the people, the ones who presented themselves as the wolves in sheep's clothing. They act as if they have your best interests at heart, but as we see, is that they have been the major force of divisiveness and control and oppression. And the holidays that you all are consistently participating in, because you are consistently participating in the violation of every fiber of your being through ingesting the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, nutrisweet, aspartame-laden, breakfast cereals, oatmeal, wheat, and all of this stuff is that which is creating all of the sickness, illness, and disease. And it puts us in a position where we feel as though you're damned if you don't, you're damned if you don't, because you got the big brain of something anyway, and there's nothing that you can do that's going to make a difference. And I beg to differ. I'm telling you that when you consciously exalt a full life's urge, and it matters to you to be in a place where you are able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is genocide and depopulation, that you are now in a place in space where you are no longer all right with being sick and being tired of being sick and tired, but you are ready for your relief, and your relief should not be coming because now you are ready to die as a result of feeling so bad for so long that you might as well continue to indulge and overindulge, because you've got to die from something anyway. You might as well get the hell on. We're in a mindset where we have to realize that there intentional in pocketing all of this unnaturalness to have you in a place and space where we're entertained with the thought of mutation and mutants. But now is that to put that seed in your mind so you are not feeling around about creating genetic mutation. And we're saying, in the science, as in the science fiction, as everything that we're seeing was first seen as science fiction, that is now showing up as your day-to-day. And so, but they want you to think that the mutants are the ones that have all of these powers. It is so cool to have all of these powers, so you don't mind not going to be changing your chromosomes. You don't mind eating all of this bastardized stuff because you don't mind passing all the genetic mutations to your children. Maybe with the thought that they're going to come up and be more dynamic because they'll be super powerful as opposed to being reformed. As opposed to being mentally, spiritually, physically deficient as a result of you having been fed deficiency all of your life. We're in a moment that requires us to understand that all of the technology, all the science, all of those who've gotten paid and got scholarships to go to all of these colleges and universities where they were groomed to create all of the technology for chipping you and bioscanning you and having you in a place in space where now we have a few who want to dominate and control the entire planet and the total population of the planet. And you want to be intelligent. You want to have intelligent conversations about receiving the mark of the beast and cashless society and all of this. But then the issue is that until you come to that point and place where you are not feeding the way that we have been taught to feed, this is where the real degrees of freedom come. Not from the legislation, because you understand that the governments, as well as the religions, as well as the entertainment, everything is working towards distracting us, putting us in a place and space where we are not responding correctly and directly to being warred against. We are a detriment to ourselves in the sense that we reach for death on a daily basis through the alcohol and the cigarettes and the flesh and the dairy and the eggs and all of the flour products, the pastries that create all of this mucus in our system, so that if you find yourself having issues with eczema and psoriasis and asthma and pneumonia and all of this, this is because of how much paste there is in your system that is indeed mucus, that is indeed acidifying, that is indeed cancer facilitating and laying foundation for the proliferation of maggots and worms and organisms that have come into your system as a result of your feeding off the carcasses of dead pigs and dead chickens and dead cows and dead hens and all of this death, whether it's dead fish or dead crabs or dead whatever. You cannot live in the fullness of who and what you really are is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence when you ingest and feed on flesh. And to be in a place where we're celebrating, we think that we're celebrating to what? Celebrating what? Ways of freedom when you are sick? Completely dependent upon pharmaceuticals to keep your blood pressure down? Completely dependent upon the drugs that you take? Because your body has been so undermined, your cells have been so undermined for so long that you no longer trust the intelligence of your own being. We're in a real moment that we have to get serious about our living. We have to get serious about having an inner standing, an understanding, and a resolute standing with that which allows us to stand so that we are standing with that absolute. absolute and supreme intelligence as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, because there is no power in just being black because you're melanin dominated. You understand? There's no power in any hue of people where there is no commitment to the laws that govern your well-being, the laws that govern your optimum cellular functioning. And so for us to realize that the methodology of oppression and oppressing our cellular functioning is what we are seeing as causation and foundation for all of the sickness, the illness and disease that has put us in a place where we are out of alignment with our own breath and heartbeat. And as we're moving into this period here in the North American continent that we refer to as winter, and we see that many of the trees are losing their leaves, we begin to rake them and blow them and put them in big bags and sit them in the corner, as opposed to having an understanding that the leaves are falling so that there is a blanket of protection between for the creatures upon the earth. But there is laws that is continually exalting itself in whatever stages for greater life. That's how intelligence works. And that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it will always be able to perpetuate itself regardless of what men do. The issue for us is aligning with that absolute and supreme intelligence and allowing for the fluidity of that absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, and as the reality of that which is our life force and our blood system, so that we are able to outthink a system that is laying foundation for the exodus and the evacuation of the planet as a result of having a fallen humanity and humankind. There is no way to be continued upon the planet when there is no commitment to the order and the cycles and the seasons of the planet. There is no way to be fully committed or being continued in existence upon the planet when there is no commitment to the laws that govern your existence upon the planet. When those ones who feel entitled to violate the order of the planet and the order of nature and to enslave and capitalize off of all beings and all hues of people, that these ones are not the ones that we should be following, and that there are those of us who are being called to rise so that we are giving rise to the order of existence and the divinity of being directly, so that we are able to recreate our lives here, as is the intention of the intelligence of existence and exalting a form life's urge, and always doing what's in its own best interest. To come to a point and place where we understand that the defilement of the blood and the contamination of the bloodstream has been the real issue, creating the dis-ease of spirit, the dis-ease of mentality. You understand, the insufficient thought as a result of the deficiency from feeding off of that which has no real life force and no real substance that is the essential for optimum cellular functioning, which is the essential for optimum thought and creativity that is in light. For the light is that which is the only sovereignty possible over all of the capitalization and the usurpation and the devastation and the murder and the slaughter and the entrapment and the incarceration and the sickness and the illness and disease that has become pandemic in terms of the obesity and the diabetes and all of the issues that we're having, from AIDS to zits, that is death sentence as a result of our allowing ourselves to continue to reach for that which has no substance and that which has no light, that which has no real benefit to ourselves and to ourselves. And in order for us to really get leverage over a global initiative of domination and genocide, we have to no longer participate with it. And this is the responsibility of everyone, regardless of what dress you wear to work, whether you are in the blue uniform, or whether you're wearing the black robes, or whether you're in white coats, or whatever you have been licensed or certified or degreed to do. You are not licensed, certified, or degreed by the intelligence of existence to be co-conspirating and complacent with your own annihilation, or putting yourself in a place and space where you are a tool for those who have no love, no right, no wisdom, and no truth. We're in a new moment that we are having to rise in order to get leverage over all of that which is going to lay foundation for not just your death, but your suffering, your pain, your disdain, as you are having to witness your children dying before you as a result of them having been fed hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and all of this garbage. We have to call a moratorium on death and the corporate deities of death in order for us to truly live and have leverage over a system that is destined to die. And no matter what it is that you have been trying to do, if your training has not properly supported you in walking in the integrity of your divinity, if your training has not properly supported you in being able to exert a full life's urge, if your training has not properly taught you how to feed in order to facilitate optimum cellular functioning, then your training has been by the forces of Satan and Lucifer and what I refer to as the corporate deities of death. And there is no real benefit. The money which is man-made and how much of it you may have does not qualify you for continuance in existence when you have been out of alignment with the laws that govern your being directly. The money does not justify why it is you will participate in undermining the life force of youth and children and elders and yourself. The money can be used for good things when we have wisdom and right and love enough of ourselves to nourish ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, to purify ourselves, to consecrate ourselves so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely reinflowed in his and her temples. We are in a rare moment where we are being called to rise on behalf of all of those who've come before us, on behalf of our indigenous families, on behalf of every hue of people. Every hue of people should have the desire to be maintained and sustained and to thrive and to live in the light of the truth of all that they truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is a oneness in existence that is absolute and supreme intelligence. And for those ones who would claim that they are superior over everybody else because of their whiteness or because of their money or because of whatever it is a lie, because we are all held to the same responsibility and accountability to exalt a full life's urge. There is no supremacy and superiority in subjugation, domination, violation, annihilation, pedophilia, and all of this other stuff that goes on with these minds. And to be in a place where judgment and condemnation has been factored into the laws here, we must understand that the Constitution, that those who exalt the government and the flag over the laws of God and the laws of existence itself, is never going to be enough to restore people to the light of the truth of that which they truly are is points of absolute and supreme intelligence. It is absolute law. That is absolute love. That is akin to be in absolute light and to be vehicles and vessels of wisdom and truth that will allow us to have a victory and triumph in light and wisdom and truth so that we are laying the foundation for the establishment of the eternal government here upon the earth, which is destiny. And those ones who consistently and continuously look to government as if government is God, government is not God. And when you are in right and in love with that which we refer to as God, which is the order, which is the higher frequency and vibration that exalts the oneness of all as it, its absolute reality, then we don't need the government like that. We become self-governing and we take responsibility to do that which is ours, because as we are successful in exalting a full life's urge, as we are successful in realigning and reattuning ourselves through the cellular liberation that needs to happen, as we are doing what is required in order for us to truly have the degrees of freedom that we think we already have, but the reality of it is that there is no freedom in criminality. You can't be free and be lawless at the same time. Because your lawlessness is as a result of your own insecurity and the depth of fear and faithlessness. Because those who truly know have no reason to be criminals. Those who truly know and know that which is light, that which is love, that which is wisdom, that which is God, have no reason to be criminal. Because we understand our inheritance in the blessedness of each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We are in an inner standing and an understanding and an overstanding with that which allows us to stand resolutely and absolutely with it. There is no reason to be stealing and killing when everything has been entitled to its life. And those who feel entitled to subjugate and dominate other ones, to murder, slaughter, kill, and then feed off the flesh of those who have been killed. Then these ones have never been leadership in truth. And they will have tragic dates with fate that will end in death. And where you have those who say on one hand they believe in eternal life, and then on the other hand, they say, oh, well, we've got to die from something. But understand there is really confusion here. And when you are confused, then you don't manifest the will, manifest the power to create in light when you are confused. There is no confusion in the light. There is no confusion in the truth. There is confusion as a result of the lies, the programming, the miseducation, the religious training, the indoctrination. There is confusion by virtue of men trying to enslave and dominate other men. And their women and their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren and their great-great-great-grandchildren. And there is nothing that will allow all of this to continue. The more these people step into greater and greater degrees of violation, usurpation, domination, violation, the more the earth is going to spill to activate these volcanoes. These to be in violation of the laws that is liberation, then you are the people who deserve their death. You are the people who deserve to be wiped out. You have a people who deserve to be destroyed. You have a people who will cease to exist. And while you feed from these people, you feed like these people, you participate in their holidays and in the defilement of your own body temples, and you feed this poison to your children, then you will have a tragic date with fate. And we have to be real clear that the laws are exacting and they were given to us so that we are free from the lies, from the detriment, from the degradation, from the confusion. But you have to reach for it. You've got to dig deep, reach high, and be completely committed, intensely intentional about being in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. If you will be freed from the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair, the degradation, the insecurity, the fear, and all of that that allows them to have you in subjugation and domination and violation to your own detriment, exalting a full life's urge and no longer being divided within your commitment to being is the foundation of that which allows us to triumph. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency and diligence. And pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more of what you really require in order to be intensely intentional and walking in the fullness of all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our salvation, our deliverance, our prerequisites for being qualified for continuing all existence, and how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is genocide. We are in a now moment that requires us to really understand that where we have those governments and corporate entities and deities of death and those initiatives that think that there is prosperity that they can have financially or otherwise at the detriment of other ones, then understand that we as the people have to exert a full effort, a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine ourselves so that other ones and their objectives and agendas cannot do anything against us when we are no longer working against ourselves. It is necessary for us to understand that the food is the tool of oppression, and that we in this now moment must come to a point and place where it matters to us what we're living for. It matters that we're not just eating, drinking, and dying. Because we're scheduled in this life for the purpose of self-actualization, self-realization, and being in that place and space mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically where we realize the degrees of importance that we each have as men, the preventer of lineages, and women, the men, the perpetuator of lineages, to be the bridge between those who've come before us and those who have come through us and those who've yet to come, that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the will of God, to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning, and education, and the path of prosperity. We are in a now moment that requires us to care, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we stand as a resurrected people, a global humanity, and to realize that even though there are those who would claim to be kind of human, that they have not been authorized by the will of existence or the intelligence of existence to be the legislators and perpetuators of death, and to think that there's some prosperity in it. So those who serve death will come to a tragic date with fate in death. And there are those who would have you think that, oh, well, there is no death, and there should really be no death, but then there is a way of life that leads to death, that is the way of life that we've been socialized to be on this path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult, adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. And now it is our time to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will no longer be complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression, and we will come to that point in place where we are hungry and thirsty for life, and we are choosing life and choosing love and choosing the laws and being in the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that there is no amount of money, no amount of paper, no amount of stocks and bonds or anything else that is the symbol of wealth that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And there is no way that we can justify in this life or beyond why it is that we did everything against ourselves under the guise of capitalism, or socialism, or culture, or whatever. But there is nothing that can really absolve us of duty, obligation, and responsibility to fulfill duty, obligation, and responsibility in being. To come to a point of self-realization, self-actualization, and being mindful that we're here to be harmonized within the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. For we are already in a realm of eternity that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection, to really remind us that we should be some of the most dynamic spirits upon the planet, because this is our now moment. And being in this now moment requires us to have a care, to be completely cleared and cleansed, so that we are consecrating these body temples through the process of purification, through protocols that are initiated on a daily basis as a result of our being fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, in all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, white flour, white bread, white spice, all manners of denatured and devitalized, degerminated grains and whatnot, and all of this process sugar and its garbage. We are in a now moment where there should be a moratorium on killing ourselves and our children. And our now moment requires us to care, to be diligent in our reconnecting with the spirit worlds, our reconnecting with destiny, because destiny is leaving the planet. We did not come up out the earth. We came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine energy from our fathers, and we are not here to be killing ourselves. We are not here to think that we can spend our lives when life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. it consistently regenerates itself. And when our cells are being properly oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, alkalized, so that our cells are consistently regenerating, and we're creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and artificial flavors, which are the chemicals that the Germans have put into circulation that make all of the Oreo potatoes taste the same regardless of what batch you get. All of your Minute Maid orange juice, whether you get it in Maine or whether you get it in Miami or whether you get it in Washington, it all tastes the same. It's chemical. It is not real. And to understand that these chemicals have the effect of modifying our behavior. And how do we know that our behavior has been modified? Because all intelligences of existence exalt a full life's urge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves. And they are able to respond correctly and directly when they sense that their lives are being threatened. They will flee. They will run. They will fly. They will fight. They will... And they have a mechanism for doing so, whether it's the porcupine throwing its quill or the skunk stamping or the snake striking or whatever, except for the animals that you all are eating. How does the chicken respond correctly and directly? Does the cow respond? Not to say that they have no responses. They're still intelligent creatures, but you all are being herded like cows to your death. You hold up in these gated communities and all like that, like pigs in their confinement. We're being confined, thinking that we have degrees of freedom. When you cannot live your life without the worry or threat of being dispossessed of a place to live, then know that that is not freedom. When you have to get up and go to work every day, day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, and you do not have a thought as to how to do something at home that allows you to have greater degrees of freedom where you can be at home and raise your children, educate your children and whatnot, then know that we are not in a free thinking system. That the school system is one of the first teachers of oppression, oppressing us, putting us in a place where, yes, we can sit still for how many hours a day and we can be programmed to take lunch at the same time and go to the bathroom at the same time. But the reality of it is that the educational system is criminal. It's criminal. Because it gives you nothing towards your own degree of self evolutionary development as a living being. It does not prepare us properly for understanding what manhood and womanhood is. And even if that's what we should get from our parents, when our parents are out the house 8 to 12 to 15, 16, 18 hours a day, and we are being raised by televisions and now tablets and all of these monitors, from the TV monitors to the movies to the phones, and all of these children are being irradiated with all of these things. And there's much more radiation coming from the tablets and the things that you're giving to your children than the television and the cell phones. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that where we have an intense desire to be whole, where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified so that we are realigned with our direct line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be under the auspices of our souls, that there is nothing that we cannot accomplish when we care to do that work, because that is the work that we're here to do. And for all of the ones whose names we can call and we can applaud their efforts and whatever they came forward with, we have the responsibility to absorb whatever light they brought forward. But to understand that because we're in the now moment and they've come and gone, that we should still be the greater ones. Standing in greater degrees of integrity with our own personal responsibility to be in our right alignment so that we are righteous in our living. that we care to be whole. We care to absolve ourselves of our guilt and our shame and our blame and whatnot so that we are able to be completely healed. And to understand that these people treat you like a bag of parts. And so we're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding that being whole is a different thing from being holy. And that being in vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is where liberation really starts. And as we are in progression of consistent consciousness expansion and harmonization in love and light and wisdom and truth, that we have access to ever more of the mores that we truly are as these points of its own very presence, and there is no political consciousness that is greater than that. And there are no political parties that are exalting the will of existence as their format, as their platform. And we do not have the responsibility to participate with that which has already proven itself to be wicked. And the programmings that are running, where everybody has to be inebriated, intoxicated, tipsy. Everybody has to be eating shellfish and the roaches of the sea as the delicacy, whether it's the judges or the lawyers or the surgeons or whatever. The programs that are running to make you feel entitled to be out of alignment, to indulge whatever passions or lusts or desires and appetites that you have, to be in a place where you don't feel the responsibility to be disciplined. You don't have the desire to be a disciple. You think discipleship is for those who've come and gone thousands of years ago, and it's not what we should be applying ourselves to. You are in error if you believe that. And to understand that under a system of genocide and depopulation, under a system that has established itself through the annihilation of our indigenous families, our African families, our Aboriginal families and whatnot, to understand that the world is in a place and space of losing its rights to continue to exist. The world as the people, the world as the mentality of the people that has been programmed by government and religion and the miseducational systems and whatnot, so that all of us who got our degrees, we went to school, we did everything they said to do, and don't have a clue as to what we're living for, are still not in a place and space where it really matters that we are in a direct line of light with the spirit realm, that we're not realizing that we are already in the realm of eternity while we are on the earth, this intergalactic spaceship, which is hostess as a university of cosmic wisdom for embryonic gods and goddesses. And we should be in the frequency of energy of being supported in our unfoldment as spirit beings, not just humans or spirits having a human experience, and then we're justifying the experience, and oh, well, you know, you can do this and you can do that. So, oh, well, you know, that was in my darkness. No judgment. Yes, I had sex with my daughter and I had sex with my sons and I had, you understand, I'm just saying, it's like no judgment. The judgment is that you were toxic. The judgment is that you were out of alignment with your inherent degree of rightness and a righteousness. That we are not understanding how the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil get a hold of you, because they are permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. You are being screwed in every fiber of your being because you have the rot of pigs and turkeys and chickens and all of this garbage in your body temple, turning your body temple. That should be the dwelling place of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses into living cemeteries for the rotting of other beings. And this is foundational for why we have every condition from AIDS to zits. We are in a desire, a need to to be completely cleared. We are in crisis. We are in a state of emergency, which requires us to respond with a sense of urgency. We cannot be lackadaisical. We cannot be half-hearted. You cannot feel as though you got all the time in the world. Your time is running out because you have not applied yourself wholeheartedly towards dwelling in the realm of timelessness. And so our caring to be responsive, our caring to come into the order of the whole, our caring to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed so that we are rebirthed and regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalized and revivified so that we are able to emerge upon this planet as a resurrected people on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of those who sacrificed, on behalf of those who were sacrificed, on behalf of all of those whose blood is screaming from the earth. We are in a now moment where our resurrection is the only thing that is going to ensure our wealth and our prosperity. Otherwise, there is no prosperity when you're dying. Because there is nothing that man has made that is greater than that which the Creator has already done. We are not man-made. They did not design us. They did not have the blueprint for the perfection of our bodies and who we are, made in the image of that which we refer to as God. And to be in a place where you are all right with being toxic and inebriated and intoxicated, oh, sister, would that mean the wine too? You understand, we're in a now moment where we have to realize that any degree of intoxication is going to inhibit your processes of thought. It's going to distort your ability to be in a direct line of light with your guides, your angels, and your soul. And all of those who are ingesting and feel like medicinal marijuana is your issue. The issue is that is a medication. It's medicating you. It's not cleansing you. It's not healing you. Why would we want to be self-medicating when we can be healed? Because you don't want to be cleansed. You don't want to go through the process. You don't want to clean yourself up. Your body is your temple. It is your vehicle, but you put more time, more energy, more money into your cars than you do your body temple. Except for the money that you spend on the antibacterial soaps and deodorants and perfumes and cosmetics and all of that. But the reality of it is that we are here for the purpose of self-actualization and harmonization in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all-pervasive, fills all spaces, never absent, ever present, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our heart and it breathes us. Why would we not care to walk in the divinity of ourselves? But then we want to pat ourselves on the back for all of what we do. But your doing is going to be enhanced by the substance and the quality of your being. And when it comes time to leave, you will take the substance and the quality of the consciousness that you have cultivated as a result of your care to be rightly aligned, as a result of what you've internalized, as a result of the lessons that you've had in terms of the oneness of existence and how you reflected and radiated it and you grew in harmony with it. So that when you leave, you did the work that you were here to do. And we can't be in racism and be successful. We can't be in tribalism and nationalism and be successful. Because we are all citizens of the cosmic first. It is the foundation of our communality, our oneness. And that's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, all at the same time. So to understand that you're taking care of yourself means that you could not harm anybody else. There are those who are truly delusional to think that their selves are improved and enhanced and enriched and empowered at the detriment of other ones, when there is literally only oneself. We are each these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is the intelligence of all beings, the intelligence of all creatures, the intelligence that we are breathing, the intelligence that has the earth in flotation and rotation, the intelligence that has the sun blazing, the intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. In every last one of us, regardless of whose name and how we may call upon this absolute and supreme intelligence, when you lay your body down and you rest, you are resting in its arms directly. That whatever your concerns, you may be tossing and turning, but you have to submit and surrender to the sleep. Regardless of how much we do and what we take to stay awake, we have to surrender unto the sleep. And this is a period for our regeneration, our refreshment, our being able to heal. But when we're filled with all manners of filth and rot and parasites and organisms and worms, then as we're sleeping, they're coming alive. And you're itching, and you're shaking, and you've got all of this stuff going on, and I'm saying, you can be freed. But it has to happen from the inside out. We are in the last 31 days of this frequency of 2017. If you started the year with heart disease or diabetes or obesity or medications and all of this, and you're ending the year with these conditions, then know of a surety that you still have the opportunity to change, to cleanse, to purify, to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are being completely resurrected in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are. Our generational wealth can only truly happen when we're activating our DNA through the cellular liberation that is required, through the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the opening up of all channels of elimination, the alkalization, and the infusing of every atom and every cell of our being with the truth and the thought that I am, dwelling in the presence of the all that is, that we are taking responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, and that eat it to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.